after Ivan, it was like every time we had a storm, people were leaving out of here in droves. We get used to it. We see more storms. We get more complacent. We say, well, we're not going to go. I think Sally's going to make us probably think about what we do next time a little bit more, and people are going to act. But I do think when it's in the Northern Gulf, we can't rely on simply saying the track says it's going to Louisiana. Anything can happen with a weather system.
And we have to be prepared every time, just like this could be the outcome, because as you know, the time we didn't prepare, well, or not really prepare, because we just assumed the tracks were good, that was the time that it slammed us. 6:39 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. That's Mayor Robinson from the city of Pensacola. Joining us now, we have the Director of Public Safety from Santa Rosa County, Brad Baker. Brad, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News. Hearing Mayor Robinson say that must be music to your ears, right?
Yeah, that is, that's correct. We just got to be prepared. And, you know, we saw that with Dennis after we had Ivan. You know, a lot of people didn't evacuate, didn't take Ivan that serious until he had Dennis come. You know, obviously everybody was very in tune to what a hurricane in the Gulf would be.
Right. And, you know, it's that time you let your guard down. But as you say, after Ivan, people were, you know, skittish, and then they kind of got back to being not too skittish anymore. Well, the reason I wanted to have you on this morning particularly is I just wanted to give you a chance to talk with folks about what's going on in Santa Rosa County right now, how the recovery is going. And then obviously this major declaration of disaster is a big issue for us. So first of all, you know, can you give us a picture of how bad it's been? Because I know some people, and I talked with Sam Parker about this yesterday, but I know some people kind of have the opinion, especially folks who live in Escambia. Escambia was so hard hit that the kind of impression is, well, Santa Rosa kind of didn't get it all that bad. Y'all had your power on pretty quickly and all that. But that is just not the case. There were some areas of major devastation, right?
Yeah, so, you know, we had a lot of areas that took either some form of surge. We obviously had some flash flooding at some subdivisions that had some water inundation. And so, yeah, we have a significant amount of damage. And that's kind of our focus. It has been the last couple of days, getting those FEMA preliminary damage assessment teams out there in the field. We're doing joint assessments with us, FEMA and the state, and have that going on again today. We're just trying to run those numbers up to get to some level of that FEMA will determine that we need individual assistance. You know, Escambia County got the major deck, which includes all the categories for the public side. And while we're fairly confident that we're going to get it, there's still a little level of uncertainty of the timing on that. And so we're focusing on those two areas right now. You know, we're pushing with the state and FEMA partners that we have in our region, trying to get us included in that major declaration. And obviously our other major focus is going to be to try to get our citizens that IA declaration.
Yeah, the public assistance side, as you say, Escambia got all of the categories A through G: debris removal, emergency protective measures, roads and bridges, water control facilities, buildings and equipment, utilities, parks, recreational, other facilities. We got all of that. Santa Rosa, y'all so far only have emergency protective measures, but as you were saying yesterday in the county commission meeting, you expect to get all of those because the same issues would apply. But it's the individual assistance portion that is really the challenge. And for folks who maybe don't understand what's at stake here, you need all the pictures you can get so that we can get the community over the line, and then individuals will be able to apply for the various kinds of help, right?
That is correct. And you know, they need to be reaching out to their representatives and just really getting that word of the need. You know, we're doing our part to do that. We've already created a portal with a login for the FEMA rep that has been designated to Santa Rosa County. And, you know, we're just doing everything we can to get that. You know, I think the biggest challenge is we're not really sure some of the, you know, there's a preliminary damage assessment form with some criteria on it, and our inspectors use that, and our numbers just don't match what FEMA numbers say. So, you know, already discussed that with our recovery branch at the state level. And, you know, we just want to, if FEMA has changed something that we're not aware of to show that it's less criteria, then we need to understand how they're determining when we have something that's major, they're considering it minor or affected.
Yeah, and it's also this question of, I guess, the moving target. Like, it used to be you knew, and correct me if I'm wrong, you used to say, well, we had this threshold to meet because we have this many people. That's how much money you have to hit in order to show that we justify the declaration. But there's no target like that anymore, and so it's become more of a subjective matter, right?
Yes, and that's what we're finding out more and more. And, you know, they're not interested in a dollar amount. They're interested in a number of uninsured or underinsured folks that have significant damage that is going to impede them being able to be habitable in the house. So, yeah, it's a changing world, and we're trying to figure out, you know, at least give us the criteria you're using so that we know it is. There's a criteria, not that it's just a, like you said, a subjective look at it.
Yeah, and you know, I thought that was a pretty great comment, too, the notion that you might, you know, like if you had out on the beach, for example, your house is up on pilings and you want to show a picture of all this water up over your property, but if it's not in the living room, that's not going to persuade FEMA. And FEMA, does it matter to them, like in terms of getting the individual assistance declaration made, does it matter to them whether you have resources or whether you had insurance, or do they just need to see a lot of damage and then later on they're going to figure out who's eligible based on the other criteria for individual assistance grants?
Well, they are, the best they can, they are weeding through to the insurance, because that's really what the individual assistance is about, is helping those who are either not insured or underinsured. And typically in this case, the underinsured is going to be those that don't have flood insurance and receive flooding. You know, you might have had a homeowner's policy, but if you didn't have flood and you got flooded, then it's really you're underinsured. So that's the areas they're looking at and trying to validate. And it's just it's a challenge. And, you know, we're just doing our part, but whatever we can do to help our citizens and try to get that IA declaration.
And at this point, what you guys really want is you want photos and narratives, and you want those emailed to you, santarosa@fl.gov. Is that right?
Yeah, we created that portal, and they can upload them, and we've increased the bandwidth. And then we also posted, and I'm sorry, I don't have it in my head right now, we posted an email that they can to get our GIS team, and then they can upload them into that portal. And just trying to make it easier for FEMA to understand the amount of damage. We did a drone flyover with our property appraiser of the Blackwater River area there in the East Milton, and captured it the day after the storm. So we have, you know, a nice drone video with the flooded water all around the houses down there. So we've made that available to FEMA. I showed it to our state, the Region 4 rep that was in the EOC yesterday. So we've put that up to their FTP site. So, I mean, we're literally doing anything we can to firm up our case that we need this declaration.
Very good. Brad Baker, he is the Director of Public Safety for Santa Rosa County. Brad, I just appreciate the work you do and that you continue doing, that you have done, keeping people informed, keeping them prepared, and then during you know, recovery and restoration and all the work that is still yet ahead, and making sure that we get these declarations to their full degree. Brad, thanks for the time. Thanks for your work, sir.
All right. Y'all take care.